says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
We're back, folks.
Many things,
thank you. Thank you to Alan, who just left us. Let me, before I make you wait even another second, let me get to our caller in. Where are you, caller? Lauren in Michigan. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, James.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Johnson. I wanted to tell him that a few weeks ago he had taken over your third hour, he and his wife. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it'd be great to have them on more often.
Oh, well, I'm sorry we didn't get to get that bit of praise to him. Bill, if you're listening, I thank you very much.
I did a great job. Also, I was going to say, there's a Bible verse that says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Tim Kaine, supposedly a Jesuit Catholic, says he's pro-life, but he supports a woman's right to choose. Is that double-minded or what?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Tim Kaine, that's the way he says it very much. I personally don't like abortion, but it should be up to each woman.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Perfect
make
example,
up your mind.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah, cognitive
also,
dissonance.
Also, I wanted to ask you, did you hear the backtracking Mitt Romney did? I only heard it once on TV. He backtracked on Trump. I think
set the stage, Lauren. When did this happen?
It's the last week.
Okay, now I did not catch this. Tell me what happened.
He just said that, you know, Trump would make a good president. I think what happened was he woke up one morning and said, heck, you know what? Donald Trump's going to be president for 4 years, and I'm going to be on his doo-doo list.
Well, yeah, he's going to be on that bad list for 8 years. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, those people.
You can find it on YouTube or something.
Okay, I'm going to look for that. That's important. Getting Mitt Romney to recant is important. Mitt Romney's an important figure. So that's
right.
Very good. And that's true. All those, any of you, you know, if Charles and David Koch, if you're out there listening, listen, everybody who denounces Donald Trump at this point, you know, engaging that classic white, genetic white behavior of nitpicking and starting fights with each other, you are going to be out in the cold for a long time under Donald Trump. You know, you're not going to be listened to. You're going to be a zero. If you like Ted Cruz, I think Ted Cruz, even Charles Krauthammer, who's not our friend, folks, Charles Krauthammer himself, after he with his tongue hanging out, heard Ted Cruz get booed off the stage by the Republicans responding, even his own supporters responding to his failure to endorse Donald Trump and his reneging on his pledge to honor his pledge. We're going to talk about that. We're going to hear Laura Ingraham talk about that in just a second. Even Charles Krauthammer said Ted Cruz just committed political suicide.
Wow.
It was obvious.
I feel the Koch brothers ruined the Tea Party. They would feed money into the Tea Party, and the Tea Party went from America first to Israel first.
Well, you know, yeah, the you know, this. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, Lauren, what you could do if you had $44 billion?
Wow! Jeez. Yeah.
I mean, you could. Mike, $44 billion. Those gentlemen could peel off $1 billion and not notice it. If their stock, you know, they privately hold the second largest privately held company in America. I don't know what the first is. It might be Cargill, but their Koch Industries is the second largest privately held company in America. If their stock moves, of course, I don't know if they have stock if it's not listed. But in any event, you know, the daily movement of prices takes their fortune up or down $1 billion in a day. Here's what Laura Ingraham's had to say about people who don't honor the pledge that all the candidates took a pledge to support the nominee, including Donald Trump. But Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush didn't honor it. Neither John Kasich. He did not honor it. He's still sitting out there sitting on his hands in a key state, Ohio, which is going to be one of the swing states. I'll talk about that before the show's over. We'll go to a graphic at realclearpolitics.com, the best graphic I've ever seen. And I'm going to recommend it to you folks that you put it on your computers. You can really follow what's happening in your country. If you look at this graph of the states or chart of the states at realclearpolitics.com, it shows you how this election is going to be fought and won or lost. Here's Laura Ingraham talking about those who don't honor the pledge.
It's done. To get our country back on track. I want to say this very plainly. We should all, even all you boys with wounded feelings and bruised egos, and we love you, we love you, but you must honor your pledge to support Donald Trump now. Tonight. Tonight. I hope they're listening to you. I hope they are listening.
Boy, she's one tough lady. That's really good.
She's my kind of gal. And, you know, this is kind of a side note, folks, but she's got a low vote, a voice, and I believe she has one of those rarest of female voices, which is called contralto. And contralto voice, I forget the percentage of women that have a contralto voice, but it's like 1 in 100. It's very low or less. Carpenter.
Karen Carpenter.
Yeah, Carpenter had that contralto voice, which made her singing so magical. But anyway, Laura Ingraham has that. And I agree with you, Paul. That's my kind of gal there. let's go back to Lauren. Lauren, did you have more of a comment?
I'm hoping you could find that Mitt Romney, whatever he said.
Yeah,
because I think people need to hear this man, that what he did to Donald Trump. And Kasich, speaking of Kasich, I've heard him say he's not going to lift a finger for Trump in Ohio. He's not going to encourage people to vote for Trump in Ohio. So what a poor loser.
That's terrible. That is terrible. And that's just terrible. Oh, okay. Now we've got a special guest, Lauren. You didn't get a chance to say hi to the chairman of the American Freedom Party, Bill Johnson, but you are going to get a chance right now to say hi to our presidential candidate, Mr. Tom Bowie, who joins us right now. Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's good to be on with you.
Well, thank you. You were just preceded by Bill Johnson, So, folks, Tom Bowie is the presidential candidate of the American Freedom Party, and he is based, he's speaking to us now from the Harrison, Arkansas area, where he just relocated from his former home in Maryland. So, the uh, he as he traveled.
I committed that evil sin of white flight.
Yes, and tell the folks what your the side of your truck looked like as you made your white flight from Maryland to Arkansas.
I had various bumper stickers, including a large placard on the side that literally read, "White Flight - Chased Down by Diversity and # White Genocide."
Very good.
I spent 18 days on the road because I was stopping very frequently and talking to people, and everything was positive about the entire trip. The hundreds of people I talked to were becoming aware of the problem, and now they were putting a name to it and starting to voice it. But our opposition, the anti-whites, I didn't hear from them. The roles have reversed. We're gaining our voice, and they're being silenced.
Yes. Well, you know, the Sarah Palin had a good phrase. I picked up something from Sarah Palin in one of her great endorsements of Donald Trump, one of her speeches, her intros. Instead of talking about us as the silent majority, she had a good replacement term, the silenced majority. And then commenting on what you just said about the folks along your way there as you traveled, they were becoming aware of the problem. I think what they were showing you, I think they've been aware of the problem, not to put too fine a point on it, but they've been aware of the problem for decades. What's new and what you were seeing on your travels there is that they're, because of this breakout here that's occurring with the Trump phenomenon, they're now able to say it. So they've been
aware. They found their voice. No longer are the anti-white hate words racist or Nazi as powerful as they were. People are beginning to understand these so-called anti-racists are really nothing more than anti-white.
Yeah,
and they're starting to ignore the hate slurs. What it means when you're called a racist is shut up, white person, and pee your pants. But they're not doing it anymore.
Yes, very good. Very good. And the, you know, when, of course, we at, you know, at our level, just to, you know, the toilers in the vineyard like Paul Fromm and yourself and listeners to the show, we've been, you know, working from a grassroots level for decades, hoping someday, you know, we'll reach enough people and we'll embolden enough people that it'll start to show. And then all of a sudden, dropping out of the clouds from a Boeing 757 with the big letters Trump painted on it. Here comes this fellow who, you know, in the privacy of his own, you know, much smaller fortune than the Koch brothers or Warren Buffett, only $10 billion. But in his world, which is so pleasant and fun and all this good stuff that he can do with his time and his money, something he had some sort of moment of conscience, and he's because it took guts. He says this, and he's right. It took guts to get in front of the cameras and say, "Hey, you know what? You politically correct Republicans, take a hike. I'm going to challenge you." Took real guts, and he put everything. This may be one of the ways, in fact, that really wealthy people are controlled. Is that they don't want to lose their money. So, you know, if they step out of line, as rich as they are, well, this happened to Henry Ford. He published a newspaper called the Dearborn Independent and then spoke a lot of truth in that Dearborn Independent that had a circulation of something like 600,000. And a group of Jewish activists threatened to use their financial levers to break Ford Motor Company, and they got to Henry Ford's wife enough with that worry that he shut down the Dearborn Independent.
Wow. Yeah, you know, another thing is these brothers may have decided that the tossing a few tens of millions into the campaign isn't going to do any good because Trump doesn't need them. he can finance this, or others will gladly assist him in financing this campaign. He can't be bought by them waving, say, a check for $1 million or $2 or $3 million in his face. He's above that, and I think they're in such a snit that they can't buy influence this time, at least not at the top, that they just decide to stay home and do whatever they do.
Well, and what a lack of imagination. Current law in America actually allows the Koch brothers, and if you're listening, Charles and David, come on, or Warren, sixth cousin Warren, the current law actually allows them to contribute an unlimited quantity to any political action committee they choose to set up or support for any candidate or cause that they choose. It's regarded the Supreme Court, when Antonin Scalia was still on it, the Supreme Court made a decision that Americans have freedom of speech, and that includes freedom to spend your money for speech, and that it cannot be restricted in any way by the federal government. So the Koch brothers could spend not just $10 million, Paul. They could put $1 billion or $10 billion in a political action committee to save America.
Yeah.
And where is this lack of imagination that they don't understand that a guy, for instance, a wall? Now, Donald Trump will get the wall built, and he will get the Mexican government to pay for it. And it's real easy, folks. He's going to build the wall. I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to start the construction on the wall almost the moment he enters the office. Of course, there has to be a design phase and so on. He may actually have designers work on the design before the election. But he'll have the construction started on our dime. It'll be paid for with American dollars initially. But then immediately he will begin putting tariffs on goods shipped back into the U.S. by companies like Carrier air conditioners. He'll put that tariff on there, and that will be applied to the wall. And that's how the Mexicans will pay for it. So as they pay their tariffs, he'll just endorse those checks over to the wall fund, and that will pay for the wall. And if it costs $10 billion, somebody like a Koch brother could actually build the wall, and it really wouldn't hurt them much. They could actually build a wall.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, go ahead, Lauren. Oh, no, Tom. Excuse me, Tom. We got you on the air here. Lauren, did you have a question for Tom?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to ask him, who was the first person that wanted to exterminate our race?
Well, I'm quite aware of a number, including Copenhagen Clergy.
Yes.
And his book, Practical Idealism.
I was thinking about Cain. Cain slew Abel, who was the son of Adam, who was our Adamic race. Cain was the first one.
That's going pretty far back. I think the real war against our race, we were doing fine. Your ancestors, Lauren, and yours, Tom, and Paul, and mine, were doing fine in Europe when Europe was genetically isolated from the rest of the races of the world. The Mediterranean, the Caucasus, the Bosporus, these provided a natural barrier so that keeping other races out and kind of keeping us where we were in Europe. And we did fine there for a long, long time, and we developed all the great things that we did, the Renaissance, all the great civilization, the Industrial Revolution, the amazing achievements of the white race, which include all of science, every single drop of science from astronomy to zoology was produced by our people there in Europe. And I'm going to come back to that in just a minute, tell you where I think we... where it broke down for us, Lauren, right after this break.
You, your your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And Tom, thank you so much for joining us, folks. Tom Bowie, the presidential candidate of the American Freedom Party, is our guest. And I don't mean to take up the microphone time here, Tom, but I want to answer Lauren's question about who first started to do in the white race. Charles Lindbergh wrote about this 77 years ago. He was answering your question, Lauren. And in the November 1939 edition of Reader's Digest, the most popular man on earth, which is what he was, the Gallup poll measured that by polling, he was more popular than anyone else on earth, who had, you know, flown to Paris from New York in 1927. In 1939, 12 years later, he wrote an article called Aviation, Geography, and Race. Most importantly, that last word. And, you know, I mentioned that we as white people, we were isolated in our home of Europe for, you know, centuries upon century. Lindbergh wrote, mountains, coastlines, great distances, ground fortifications, all those safeguards of past generations lose their old significance as man takes to his wings. He's talking about modern transportation, the way people can get around now, including invading our countries. The English Channel, the snow-capped Alps, the expanses of Russia are now looked on from a different height. The forces of Hannibal, Drake, and Napoleon moved at best with a horse's gallop or the speed of wind on sail. Now aviation brings a new concept of time and distance to the affairs of men. Then he goes on a little bit later, and he says, we, the heirs of European culture, are on the verge of a disastrous war. He was trying to prevent World War II. A war within our own family of nations, a war which will reduce the strength and destroy the treasures of the white race, a war which may even lead to the end of our civilization. And then he talks about the other races here. In the previous paragraph, he says, in the last analysis, military strength is measurable only by its own expenditure, by the prostration of one contender while the other can still stagger on the field. That brings to mind the Civil War, World War I, and World War II. And all about the wolves of lesser stature, these are the other races, abide their time to spring on both the warriors. So the losers in the American Civil War, World War I and World War II, who were the losers? Us. We wiped ourselves out. And the wolves of lesser stature are now springing upon us. And then Charles Lindbergh writes a little later. This is amazing prophetic writing. He says, it is time to turn from our quarrels and to build our white ramparts again. And he capitalizes the word white. This alliance with foreign races means nothing but death to us. It is our turn to guard our heritage and from Mongol and Persian and more before we become engulfed in a limitless foreign sea. What does that remind you of, folks? Build the wall. That's what all those people are saying. They don't want to become engulfed in a limitless foreign sea.
They get it. It's the American establishment, or at least most of the American political establishment and the media class who do not get it or get it, but utterly reject it. They want our destruction or simply don't care. That's one of the things that bothers me about some of the very, very rich. They are able to so protect themselves and live in their gated communities and so on that they don't see it or they don't care. You know, let the rest of the country suffer what they brought about, but they don't care. They feel they're safe. I'm all right, Jack.
And let's bring this back now to presidential candidate Tom Bowie's drive across the country and relate this. Back when Charles Lindbergh wrote this article, I'm holding a copy right here in my hand right now. I have a bunch of these. I collect these. This is a green and silver, beautiful Reader's Digest magazine. There was no advertising in the magazine. It was just articles. It was owned by DeWitt and Lila Acheson Wallace, who were great white patriots who founded Reader's Digest. The magazine was later sold to a Jewish conglomerate and is now just trash, worthless magazine. But it was a wonderful patriotic magazine back then. When Charles Lindbergh wrote this, he was the most popular man on earth. Reader's Digest, we'll get to this after the break, was the most popular magazine on earth. But I'll get to the significance of that right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Back, folks. And the so much going on. We've got Tom Bowie on the line with us, and I just wanted to connect Reader's Digest, Charles Lindbergh, Tom Bowie's trip across the country. Connect those things. Let me message the engineer here. We're getting a little bit of static. See if we can find the source of that static. Okay, I think the engineer has found it. Very good. And that is this. Charles Lindbergh was the most popular man, Reader's Digest, the most popular magazine on Earth in 1939. And these completely politically incorrect statements by Charles Lindbergh were commonplace in 1939.
They're mainstream.
This was mainstream, folks. On your great-grandparents or grandparents, as the case may be, coffee table. They didn't call it a coffee table then. The table in the parlor, next to the piano, this was the magazine sitting on that table. Or maybe sitting on top of the piano. And everybody in Middle America and Canada had a piano. And they entertained themselves. And they had a radio next to the piano. Now, they didn't have a TV set because it hadn't been invented by yet. And these thoughts were so mainstream that they appeared in this Reader's Digest magazine, not a radical magazine. This was your middle class. Everybody had it in their parlor magazine. And that's why it's so easy for me to buy copies today, because so many millions were distributed. It was the most, circulation was 12 million. And far greater than the circulation of any magazine today. But now, what is Tom Bowie showing us and Donald Trump? Well, they are a return to Charles Lindbergh. They are saying these same things that Lindbergh said, and they are now getting back into the mainstream. It's becoming okay to say them. After this long drought, Paul, which I think has existed ever since somewhere after World War II, where it has not been okay to speak about race, it's not been okay to speak about pride in our country and saving our country and saving our people as a race, we're now back, we're getting back to where we were when Charles Lindbergh was writing in 1939. Oh, and folks, I didn't even read. Go ahead, Tom.
I think we're headed for something that's unprecedented as well. In our individual nations, our people are not only seeing that they're under attack for their nationality, but that they're under attack because they're white. Our enemy is forcing us to be unified in a way we have not been, at least not in our historic times. And we'll see something more powerful than we perhaps can imagine. Our race united as a single people, and our achievements of virtually eliminating starvation, major diseases throughout the world. Our trip to the moon will pale in comparison to what we can accomplish as one people.
Go on. That's wonderful. Keep going. Tom, keep going with that campaign speech.
Well, that wasn't necessarily a campaign speech. That was pretty much how I literally see it. Our enemy tries to convince us that all hope is lost, and that it's written in stone, but that's meaningless to us. The earliest stone monoliths were raised by our ancestors, and while the weather and rain have made those stone monoliths into nothing more than dust, our blood still remains, our people still endure, past even the time that granite has faded away. Our future, I can't guess at it. It's beyond any imagination of the greatest science fiction writer ever.
Yes, here. And Paul really appreciates that. Paul used to teach English and is a great scholar and you know, knowledgeable in our culture, our history, which he taught, and part of which was, back when Charles Lindbergh was the most popular man in the world, the most popular poet. Paul can tell you who was the most popular poet in the English-speaking world, Paul.
Rudyard Kipling,
folks. Everybody had a Kipling book. All school children knew and could recite by heart Kipling poems like this one, The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon. I think this came out in 1915. It was not part of their blood. It came to them very late, with long arrears to make good, when the Saxon began to hate. They were not easily moved. They were icy, willing to wait till every count should be proved ere the Saxon began to hate. Their voices were even and low. Their eyes were level and straight. There was neither sign nor show when the Saxon began to hate. It was not preached to the crowd. It was not taught by the state. No man spoke it aloud when the Saxon began to hate. It was not suddenly bred. It will not swiftly abate through the chilled years ahead when time shall count from the date that the Saxon began to hate.
Oh, that is so powerful and so true. And I think that's one of the things that keeps our racial enemies worried. And that's why it's so important from their point of view to dilute us with mass immigration to Europe from the Third World and to North America. Because if our people ever get it together, there is going to be a tremendous explosion. As people begin to understand how they've been mistreated, deluded by a large pack of lies. You know, if we had more leaders that would focus whites on the way they've been dispossessed in employment, say, for 50 years by affirmative action, or what we in Canada call employment equity. In Canada, it was brought to us by a survivor of the Holocaust. Well, actually, she didn't. She was born in a DP camp in 1946. But Supreme Court Judge Rosalie Abella, still nattering on about the Holocaust, brought one of the most anti-white pieces of legislation and got dumb governments, both liberal and conservative, to adopt it. But when people begin to realize how we've been misused and mistreated and dispossessed, we will be a real force to be reckoned with. And Donald Trump is tapping into just a little bit of that. And the people who supported him have proven thus far to make him unstoppable. You know, that all the control tricks that should have worked, you know, the defamations about racism and the usual things have failed. And that's just a taste of the power when the Saxon begins to hate.
And folks, we have an American connection. Actually, I apologize for doing this. Rudyard Kipling's wife is my cousin, and they live together.
You're related to everybody.
Sorry. I've forgotten her name, but she's my cousin, and they built a house together. Rudyard Kipling built a house in Vermont, which is still there as a tribute to Rudyard Kipling. But he had a spell of living here in the U.S. after he married his beautiful American bride. So there's a real American connection there to Rudyard Kipling's writing. And I want to.
He did some of his best writings there in the United States. I forget which of his books he wrote there, but it was a very creative time for him.
Yes. I wanted to do a little tip of the hat here. Something was on my mind, and that's this, Tom. I wanted to give a tip of the hat to Bob Whitaker, who originated the meme or the saying or the slogan that anti-racist is just a code word for anti-white. Beautiful formulation.
Yes.
By Bob Whitaker. I don't know if I this phrase meme. I don't know who came up with the word meme, but it's a formulation.
Oh, believe it or not, yeah. That was the ancient Greeks.
Oh, okay.
Their philosophers recognized that a something that was spread around enough, something short and to the point,
okay,
would have as much significance to a culture as to alter it. And they intentionally made the word rhyme in their language with gene. That's how much significance our ancient ancestors and the Greeks placed upon it.
Oh, well, you've just educated me. I thought meme was one of these 1960s words. Well, that's great. That's a very good origin to that.
James?
Yes.
I just wanted to give you a couple of lines from Braveheart. Do you remember the part where King Longshanks said, "The problem with Scotland are there too many Scots? He said, so we can't drive them out, we're going to breed them out. And that's where he started to breed Prima Nocta, where his knights could have first night with the new brides.
Yes.
But that's pretty significant. If we can't drive them out, we'll breed them out. That's what they're doing now.
Well, now, Lauren, that's exactly, except the they has changed. You know, back when we whites were fighting us whites, we could always recover from that. However much slaughter we engaged in, wiping out Irish or Scots or Welsh, the women would always bring it back, and we could always repopulate our lands with white people. The horrible thing that's now facing us is that with this arrival of these, as Charles Lindbergh said, these other races, now you can't work your way back. Once you allow other races into your land, and they then start breeding you out, which they are saying they're doing. The Mecha people, the Aztlan people, they are openly saying, we are going to outbreed you. We are not going to. We are now outbreeding you. And our women are fighting this war against you. We're going to have 6 babies each. You're going to have 2 babies per couple, and we're going to overwhelm you in short order. And they are doing that. And all the different groups, they're saying the same thing. The Muslims in Europe, their imams, their preachers, are openly saying on film, right in the face of the Europeans, they're saying, you people are weak, you're not having enough babies, so we are going to overwhelm you with a tidal wave of Muslim babies, and we are going to overwhelm you, and we're going to also breed with your women as well, not just with our women, but with your women. And they're actively doing it. It's actually happening. I think the most common male name, correct me, Paul or Tom, if you have better memory on this, but I don't know what the district is, but the most common male name in England now, I believe, is Mohammed.
You're absolutely right. This is shocking. And, you know, there's real sexual aggression here. We've had a number of examples of Muslim radicals, including some terrorists, who somehow end up marrying white women. I don't know. There's an unusually masochistic strain among some white women. And these women, of course, are immediately shoved into a niqab or a burqa. It's not as if they continue to look the way they did before. It's a weird, weird form of masochism. Yes, this is sexual aggression, sexual conquest, and there's nothing new about it. Europe's been raided for over 1,000 years by Turks and by other Muslims who came as pirates, but also to steal young people, particularly young women, to take them to their countries, particularly Turkey in the old days, and make them into what we would today call sex slaves. You know, we have an awful lot to get back for. You know, we're the ones who should be on the warpath instead of the ones on retreat. And the very, very least, we have to close the borders. Trump is absolutely right. He's the only figure in North America of any stature. I don't mean intellectuals like Kevin MacDonald and, you know, Sam Dixon and others, but I mean politician of any stature who said that. And he will prevail with it. And that's so very, very important.
Yeah, it's folks, you know, let us thank our lucky stars. It's amazing. A year ago, we were saying, you know, Paul and I on this show, we were saying, you know, this, we, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, this is going to happen. Donald Trump is going to charge all the way and so on. And, you know, we felt that. We honestly felt that. But it was a forecast then. It's happened. It's happened. You know, Donald Trump has knocked off 16 opponents, including, my memory fails me a little bit here, but among the 16, I believe 9 governors like Rick Perry and Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. He's knocked off 5 United States senators like Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and he's knocked Ted Cruz of Texas, and knocked what's-his-name of Florida, Marco Rubio, and then he knocked off two other people, Carly Fiorina, who was the head of one-time head of Hewlett-Packard, and Dr. Ben Carson, the neurosurgeon, also two very significant figures. So what a trail, what a road to have traveled. And now he's looking very good. I don't want to shift over to another topic now, because I want to stay on focus here with Tom Bowie, and I don't want to take up too much. Tom, I know you've got a real schedule here on a Sunday, and by the way, we're prevailing upon you to appear on a Sunday. Tom was with us, folks, in the American Freedom Party conference call, a director's conference call yesterday, and I leaned on him to come on the show today, even though he's at church on Sunday. Give us a report there from where you are in Harrison. I know Tom Robb is holding church there today. What's going on in your neck of the woods today, Tom?
Oh, we're finished services for today. And yesterday when I attended the American Freedom Party conference call, I was taking a break from a counter-protest.
Okay, and we're going to just have a few words about that before we let you go, Tom. Apologize for one more break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need made it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And where were we, Tom? We're getting the atmosphere, the local color there in Harrisburg, Arkansas, where you're located, and participating in church services with Pastor Tom Robb, folks. That's spelled R-O-B-B, a real giant in our cause. You'll run into that name, Thomas Robb, Pastor Thomas Robb, over and over again. Give us a little bit more of the local color there, Tom Bowie.
Yesterday, Diversity Crew had decided they were going to use Harrison as a place to promote homosexuality and whatever. And they had staged a march. They gained as many people as they could from across the country, a little more than 35 at most. And on fairly short notice, the League of the South, who sponsored the event, and Thomas Robb were able to put together an equal amount of people to come out and counter-protest. But what was amazing was that in the three-quarter-mile stretch we walked along, we gained people, and they gained no one. By the time we were finished with the counter-protest, we had doubled our number, and they had gained nothing.
Nice.
Plus, all of the many of the people had children with them. We had something they don't have in their diverse society, a future. Our future was with us, our children.
Oh, that's nice. Did I say Harrisburg?
You know, it's Harrisburg.
Well, yeah. Harrison.
Yeah, Harrison, I'll tell you, I had Harrisburg on the brain because I'm just about to talk about Harrisburg in a moment, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. But, wow, well done. And, folks, you know, Pastor Tom Robb and his Patriot Forces there in northwestern Arkansas, they have been credited with defeating, actually throwing out of office a mayor of Harrison who was anti-patriotic. And they identified that fact to the citizens of Harrison and got this guy booted out.
Yeah, in fact, he came third. He came from Chicago, and he turned into a real liberal. He was all in favor of creating diversity, and they had a diversity committee down there. That you might not be surprised by by FedEx, which has a new facility on the edge of town. And by the Chamber of Commerce, as you might imagine. And,
Hold on to that thought, Paul. One more break, and then we'll say goodbye to Tom Bowie, and we'll finish the thought about Harrison.
James, can you check your message?
Sure, I will.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves.
Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.